I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients, so I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sal Stewart is making some noise. He's looked really good. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Tuesday, September 16th. I am Frank Stample, joined by Chris Towers, and we'll go over some waiver wire ads. There's only 2 weeks left in the season, so not much utility, but people might still be playing for stuff here, Chris. And Sal Stewart was a top prospect in the Reds organization. He got called up a couple weeks ago, and he is making some noise. Back-to-back games with a homer. He actually has 4 home runs in his past 8 games, hitting the ball extremely hard. 27% rostered, has first base and second base eligibility. I think any leagues with a corner or middle infield spot, Yeah, let's take a chance on Sal Stewart.
Yeah, my biggest takeaway from this is just I wish the Reds had called him up sooner, and kind of think the Reds should wish that they had called him up sooner, because he was awesome at AA. He was awesome at AAA. They didn't call him up until after rosters expanded, and they're right in the thick of the playoff race, and they probably could have used someone to fill the gaping holes that they've had at third base or second base all season. And Sal Stewart has looked legit. I mean, he was a 152 WRC plus guy at the minor league level before getting called up. Big power for a guy who does not strike out very much. He's hitting the ball very, very hard. It was 94 mile per hour average exit velocity before he hit a home run today. It was 93.1 mile per hour at AAA. I think this guy, Sal Stewart, might end up being, I know we've said this a lot about Reds prospects in recent years, but he might end up being a legitimately very good hitter. And you know, you put him below Ellie De La Cruz, you put him below Noel V. Marte for on the hierarchy, but I think he's going to be well worth drafting next season.
Chris, how about this? You mentioned the exit velocity was what it was before this game. The home run he hit, 112.6 miles per hour.
Yeah, it was the hardest hit ball of the day in Major League Baseball.
And he had another flyout that was 108.6 miles per hour. So,
pretty
good. Sal Stewart, you hit the ball hard, you make contact, and you do all of that in Great American Ballpark. Good things are going to happen there. So, Sal Stewart, definitely a name to look at right now. Let's talk about Trey Yesavage's debut. It was a great one, and thus I am dubbing him the Macho Man because he was awesome. 5 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts here, 19 whiffs on 69 pitches through 71% of his pitches for strikes. Obviously, we didn't really know what to expect going into this start, but if you still have a chance to pick him up, he's at the Royals later this week. He gets Tampa Bay again next week. I think Yesavage can be used in those matchups.
Yeah, he is an interesting pitcher. Obviously, super talented. He was a first-round pick last year. He's big, 6'4", and that plays up because he's got this big over-the-top release where he comes out almost, you know, 90 degrees from the ground, and that makes the splitter play up. The splitter was awesome. He had 11 whiffs with the splitter in this one. He was dotting it down really, really well, but it wasn't just the splitter. He got 4 whiffs with the slider. He's got this kind of gyro slider that hitters were really struggling to pick up, and the fastball, he got 4 whiffs as well. So You know, this was kind of everything we were hoping to see from Jonah Tong, similar kind of over-the-top delivery, but Yesavage made it work a little better. Maybe he's a little bigger, and it just he doesn't have to push as hard. I don't know what the difference is, but Yesavage looked really good. I would imagine he's going to stay in the rotation and definitely put himself on fantasy radars for 2026 for those of you who are looking ahead to that.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
Welcome back in FBT Express. Just going over some waiver wire ads for the final 2 weeks of the season. Emmett Sheehan is still out there in some leagues. He's only 62% rostered, and he continues to pitch well. He was the bulk reliever here against the Phillies. 5 2/3 innings, just one hit, one run, 7 strikeouts to 3 walks in this one. And over his last 4 games, a 1.48 ERA, a 0.74 whip, 32 strikeouts over 24 1/3 innings. Not exactly sure when he's going to pitch, but Chris, he's making a big impact right now. And if he's out there in a shallower league, I would be looking to add and use Emmett Sheehan.
That's kind of always the thing with the Dodgers. You never quite know who's going to start when, and it makes trying to project things moving forward difficult. But yeah, he's always missed a ton of bats, even going back to 2023 when he wasn't necessarily great until the stretch run. But he's starting to figure it out. He obviously dealt with a lot of injuries, so it's not a surprise it took him a little while to figure it out. But he's been phenomenal over those last 4 starts, like you mentioned, 32 strikeouts to 6 walks, missing a ton of bats. You know, looking ahead to 2026, I think he's got to be playing his way into a rotation spot for the Dodgers. The only thing is just if Clayton Kershaw comes back, they're going to have to make a decision between Sheehan and Roky Sasaki for that 6th spot, and Sheehan's looked a lot better this season. So if it's just based on that, then I think he's going to be in the rotation. But Sasaki, the Dodgers obviously have a lot riding on him in the long run. So it's unfortunately not necessarily a guarantee that Emmett Sheehan's going to be in the rotation next season.
An outfielder in 5 outfielder leagues that could still be available, Dalen Lyle continues to impress with the Nationals. He went 2-for-3 with his 6th home run. He's hitting a ton of line drives, only a 16% strikeout rate. The expected stats look very good. Chris, Dalen Lyle has gotten an opportunity here with the Nationals and has made the most of it.
Yeah, and he is, you know, hitting the ball not super hard, but hard enough, like 89-mile-per-hour average exit velocity. That's right around average, maybe a little bit above, 109.1 max EV. Again, above average, not elite, but good enough. He makes a lot of contact. He's a good athlete. Yeah, I think there's something here. You know, the 292 batting average is backed up by the expected stats. The ex-WOBA is actually 343, right in line with what he's managed over the season. I think Dalen Lyle is a legit fifth outfielder right now, and someone who is going to have a decent amount of sleeper appeal for 2026.
And he's got some sneaky speed too. 91st percentile sprint speed. He has 8 steals in 80 games played. So a little bit of power, a little bit of speed, just an interesting skill set. Again, makes a lot of contact and
9 triples,
hitting for good batting average as well. That is Dalen Lyle. And one last name, if you need saves in a Roto or categories league, last week we spoke about Brad Keller. We thought he would be the replacement for Daniel Palencia. Turns out we were wrong. Andrew Kittredge looks like the guy right now. He has 3 saves in the past week. Brad Keller did pick up a 1-out save here on Monday, but Kittredge had pitched on both Friday and Sunday, so I just think that they didn't want to use him for a 3rd time in 4 days. But he is the last top save source left, it feels like, in Andrew Kittredge.
Yeah, I think Brad Keller is more of a fireman for the Cubs. He's their highest leverage reliever. They've used him in a lot of high leverage situations, including on Monday. But when those high leverage situations aren't in the 9th inning, I think Kittredge is the guy. So that probably means it's going to be the majority going to Kittredge moving forward. So yeah, you might be able to get two or three more saves from him, and that could matter in your roto leagues.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again on Thursday. Bye-bye!
Paramount Podcasts.